then there is something called likelihood distribution or estimation, we can say. So we can have optimistic, pessimistic, and most likely duration estimation. Again, this is a time estimation. So we can have three types. You have to have optimistic, where you can say minimum time requirement, okay, duration which can be estimated for the given task optimally, so that you can estimate it in lesser time. Pessimistic, you can take more time, okay. Then most likely, accordingly, you can be more liberal. So now all this will give us some mean time, that is the duration of estimation as a mean, by using that formula of optimistic plus 4 into most likely plus pessimistic divided by 6. So this is some guideline, as per that this formulation is done. So this will give you mean, and then we have to have standard deviation across the mean, where we consider optimistic and pessimistic and divide by 6. The difference between optimistic and pessimistic divided by 6. That is your standard deviation with respect to mean. So this is another way we can say beta distribution for estimating the time, most likely duration or the time frame. Task dependency. Again, this is something very vital, especially when you think about project planning. Several type of dependencies. See, one task depends on another task. Many algorithms are like that. And your entire outcome or final deliverables depends on multiple tasks. Okay. So you cannot complete B against before completing A. So we have to sequence all different tasks and their dependencies, task dependency. Okay. And this is what we can do and consider how much percentage, even we can consider A is completed up to certain percentage, then only we can start the B. So in a sequence, we have to identify A as the first task, B as the second, C and so on, and what way they are dependent on each other. That is what we can do in the critical path calculation. We'll see that. So what are the way of doing it? Gantt chart, resource chart, PERT and CPM diagram. We'll go into details of it. Then visual work allocation chart. These are some tools, graphical techniques that you can incorporate for planning purpose. Gantt chart is something like that, as you show it is there in the figure. Different tasks, we can see how there is a sequence. There can be some tasks which can be done parallelly. Some tasks are shorter in time frame, some are longer one. And then the sequence. And there is a x-axis which is nothing but time frame in terms of month. So you can align the different tasks one after other, and you can go along with the time frame. So that is called Gantt chart, and you can map your calendar against the time frame, against the task, of course, and that can be shared with all your team members, and they can work around with that, with the limitation, with the Gantt chart. They are all in synchronized. So this is a very useful tool, Gantt chart. Then resource chart. Now resource chart, again, what we are going to identify is time frame versus different resource requirements. So you can see y-axis as the resources and x-axis is a month. So some resources initially may not be required, but as a progress, the project goes to the peak level and then it drop down again. So this is what is you have to understand, which resource, like manpower requirement also initially may not be that much, but as the progress, we have to integrate more number of people and identify the people which require expertise, and then we have to deploy it into the project. So like that, we have to find out what is the resource chart. Similarly, the material consumption maybe, or some equipment requirements, that you have to see how we required over a period of the project development. So this can be done through resource chart. This is one useful chart. Graphical means of identifying or estimating the overall resource requirement. PERT. So what is PERT? Basically, full form of PERT is Project Evaluation Review Technique. That is abbreviation for PERT. And what is CPM? The critical path method. CPM is critical path method. These two terms we have to understand with some examples, which is very useful tool and majorly used by software people, software development people. Okay. These charts have different concepts. First thing, you have to identify and network. You have to network the overall process of project into small tasks, and these tasks are called nodes. And their interconnectivity or dependency, what we said, is marked by arrows. So we know task A is interconnected with task B or C or D, or the sequence again. So B, A and B done, then only C will be done. So like that, we have to make a network diagram. We call it as a node diagram or network diagram. So each circle there in the diagram is a node, which is nothing but the respective activity. Okay. Whereas we can identify each activity with the respective time to achieve that activity and completing that activity. Okay. So this is very useful to understand how the sequence will be and how the dependency will be from respective activities on one another. So we can calculate the time duration easily. Now, when you sit for calculation of critical path or even PERT, these are some terms which have to be calculated. Early start date, early finish date, early or last start date, last finish date. That means, so first activity, let's say, how early we can start and how early we can finish. Because it depends, suppose the task is dependent on another task. So we can't start that unless the previous task is completed. And that task, its own finish line, again we get add up. So for example, it is clearly mentioned. In the earliest possible deadline when the activity can be begin. Means when that particular activity, how early we can start. Or it is dependent on something else, then accordingly we have to add that. So we'll consider all these factors in one concrete example. Okay, and I will elaborate there, but these terms you should be aware of. What is ESD, EFD, LSD, EFD, LFD? So last finish date. So these are the things what we are going to map in our critical path method. Let us see with some example. So this is a network diagram which I already discussed for calculating all these ESD, EFD, which I said already. So first important step is creating the network diagram, considering all process and task and their sequence. See, you can see B to E, there is a direct connectivity, as well as B, C and D, there is another path which go from B, C, D and then merge with A, E again, right? And F will happen only when E will be completed. And that is what the ESD and EFD, LSD, all this will come into calculation. Let us see with example. Now, what is critical path? Critical path is a technique where you can identify tasks that are necessary for project completion and determine the schedule flexibility. The critical path is a project management is the longest sequence of activity. So we have to find the path or the sequence of tasks which take maximum time. Okay, let us say we have two sequences in the previous slide. What we see in this one. Okay, so we can say A, B, C, D, E, F. All right. A, B, C, D, E, F will take 30 days, whereas A, B, E, F is another path which take only 20 days. So in that case, A, B, C, D, E, F is going to be our critical path because it is going to delay my project. Ultimately, the final project deliverable, we have to consider the longest one. That is a critical path, right? So let's see that with some example. So this is again a picturization, start to finish, how different paths are there, and how non-critical path, critical path you have to identify. Again, with the figure, we can see each task, how much time it takes and how dependency is there. I'll take one concrete example. PERT is again, is organizing the fact that activity is task. So it is a project evaluation review technique. So when you are reviewing the project by using PERT or Gantt chart, when you review how it is going, how it is progressing, it is with respect to PERT. That is a nodal diagram which we discuss. So we have to identify the sequence and their progress, our respective tasks and activities. Let us say this one particular example. Let us take this example. Okay, what it says, there are 8 B, C, D, E, F. So total 6 activities. Okay, it is there in construction project. We have taken one construction project. So each activity has certain duration. So in the second column, this is the given data. the first slide we have given data, we identify each activity, how much duration in terms of days are required. And there is a predecessors. Predecessor means who is going to be before next task. So you can notice that A has no predecessor, so it is dash, but B has A, C has A as a predecessor. Now you have to transfer that predecessor concept into network diagram. So you can see there, right, the network diagram, B and C has got A as a predecessor. Okay, now B is going to be predecessor for D, so you can accordingly see the figure. Similarly, E has got predecessor B and C, so E is connected by B and C. Unless B and C completed, you can't move on to the E. That is what is the meaning of it. Similarly, D has got again D has got only B as a predecessor. Now if you go to F, that is the finishing point, D and E is completed, then only F will be completed. Of course, F has got its own time. So every A, B, C, D has got its own time plus the time due to predecessor that you have to take into account. So going ahead, we have to prepare two tables wherein we work out around early start, early finish, as well as latest finish and latest start. Depending on respective tasks, their own time of each task and the sequence or the previous tasks, how long it takes. So we have to consider that, you have to prepare these tables. So in the top table, it is very easy because we know B can only start after A. So we have starting point as A, let's say 0, then it will take 3 days to complete A, and then only we can start with B, and B itself will take 5 days, so it will add up to 8. So earliest finish will be on 8th day. Okay, now considering C again, its own time is 6, that is why earliest finish is 9 and the starting is 3 because the A is the previous task. Similarly in D, we can see that when it can start D, when B will be finished. Now B will be finished after 8, so that is a start, earliest start we can do, and itself it take 2 days, that is why earliest finish will be 10. Now if you look at E, it has got two tasks, B and C, so we have to take highest out of 2. So B and C, earliest finishes, C is 9, right? So it is C taking more days compared to B, so that is why we consider 9, and then its own time is 4, so it become 13 days to earliest finish of task E. Then if you go to F, it has got again two previous predecessors, that is D and E. Out of this D and E, let us see which is taking more earliest finishes. E taking more, that is 13. So we have to consider 13 and then add up with own time, that is 3. So ultimately it goes to earliest finish is 16. So that is about early start, early finished. But now we consider worst scenario, latest finish and latest start. Means something which we can't tolerate or delay. It will lead to delay. So that is what we have to understand. So latest finish and latest start, that is the third and fourth column that we have introduced. Okay. So suppose we consider B. A is okay, means A, let us finish will be 3 because you start from first instance and then complete in 3 days. So let us finish is 3 and let us stop, of course, is 0. Let us start is, of course, 0. Now B, the let us start can be on the 4th day. So once 3rd day completed A, then we can start, let us start as 4th day. And adding to that, okay, its own time, okay. So it will add 5 plus 3, 8. So it can have latest finish is 9. So we have to consider the next day to latest finish. Okay. Similarly, you go for C. As you notice that it is latest finished or the latest start can be a 7. How come is that? Considering latest start of C, the previous precedence is A. So that is 3. Okay. And if you consider the own 7 latest finishes, again we have to consider 6 ka latest finish, we can say 7th day. But if you add latest finish of C, that is adding this 3, okay, and the latest finish, earliest finish stop C, that is 9, you have to add with the latest finish of the sequence, previous sequence, and that will add up to 13, right? So that way it will come up actual latest, means consider the delayed one, the worst scenario, how much it can extend, okay? So maximum you can extend up to, in that case, final F is 16 day, okay? The worst scenario, latest is 16 day, that we can consider as a highest finishing date. And then we must finish within that day, considering the critical path. So that is what we have to calculate and prepare a table. Now, if you look at this, is something very important, identify the critical path. You can see that total float, that is how much delay we can consider. Now, last finish, you can check the last finish. Float is 3, of course 0, but if you see the earliest finish, subtract latest finish, there is a difference of 1. 9 minus 8, that is 1. The float is 1. If you consider C as a task, 13 minus 9, that is 4. Then similarly for D, E. Now, you can see that E and F, they are having float as 0. Because you can see earliest finish is 13 and their latest finish is 13. Similarly, earliest finish is 16 and latest finish. Whereas for D, earliest finish is 10 and latest finish is 13. So there is a float, that is slack. Okay, and that slip will be there. So that 3 days, 4 days. So now what we have to do, whoever is 0, the total float is 0, that we have to add up. That will give us the critical path and the duration. Okay, so if you add A, because the total float is 0, E 0, F 0. Now, so what is the net finish to complete that EF is the latest finish is 16 days. So that is what is the critical duration or total duration or worst scenario duration to complete this entire project. This is how we can use a method of calculating a critical path or calculating the time estimation, right? Now, exactly what is the difference between PERT and critical path method, CPM? See, process is more or less similar, but you can see there is some basic differences. Critical path method is activity orientation, has got activity base. Here it is event base. So activity is something which you are going to perform, and here we are to understand the different events which are happening in the project. This is deterministic. Means here we are very clear how much time we are going to take for that activity. So you are determinant. Here you have to be probabilistic. So you are little bit flexible with some, we can say, probability of 100%, 90% with that framework. And generally used for repetitive work, like for construction house, we can say some projects are repetitive. We know very well. So we have previous data so that we have exact duration what we can incorporate for particular activity, whereas here we are not sure. For example, you have to make a space shuttle, which is, or launching a space shuttle, which is unpredictable and how long it may take. So non-repetitive tasks, generally we go for PERT analysis. And it is, in case of PERT, it is an estimation of range, maybe in the range of, let's say, 5 days to 7 days or 10 days. So it is a probability in the given framework, like 100% will complete in 10 days, but some 70%, 80% will complete in 6 days. So like that, we have some sort of probabilistic statement in case of PERT analysis. Okay, so that is a minor difference between CPM and PERT. Then there is a one more visualization method, resource allocation, when you allocate to the manpower, your team members. So we can have planner like this, where each person name is there, team members name is there, and week wise which task is allotted to whom. So you can make a tabular structure like this, and that is called visual task scheduling. Okay, and week wise we can schedule different tasks as it goes on finishing it. Okay, this is one tool you can incorporate for planning. Okay, now coming to the final stage, planning and scheduling is of course very critical and very laborious task. Again, we have to track it throughout the project, that whatever you have planned. So very useful thing is you can have tools. So there are some tools which are mentioned in the book, and there are many more which can be explored, but these are some which can be useful for preparing estimation of different time frames as well as cost estimation and tracking the project. All these things, aspects which can covered by deploying these particular types of tools. Latest tools are there, and those can help you in managing the entire project rather than doing everything manually or maybe Excel based. Especially the complexity of project and the number of people involved and the team is very big, the tools will be really, really helpful. Thank you very much.